block talk. We talking on the block.
We actually giving them places to go get high.
It's more than this drug money.
And they also give them
where's that?
Speak to your soul. And the needles and all that money. It's the ministry of street energy.
The kickers who it all. The people that's selling the drugs to these people.
Ron Hubbard
going to jail forever. You allow these people to go do these drugs safely with no problem. But then at the same time, lock the people that's giving them the drugs up. They should be safe too.
I think they gonna start selling that shit in CVS. That's what I think. Yep. Right in CVS. It's not gonna be called heroin. It's gonna be called
opioid
with promethazine or opioid with codeine. No, but they literally gonna have it in probably a capsule. If you want to crack it open, you go in the safe haven and you get high. That's what I think.
Where? Where they building this next Carter at?
Kensington. Or in any CVS, why not sell a little bit of heroin if we can, you know what I mean, get you a little...
I mean, you can go buy fentanyl right now.
That shit ripping niggas apart, that's why.
You can go buy fentanyl, it's not illegal.
You think that these people
can't be... No, I feel like it backfired though because it's more white people on it. More white people. So it backfired a little bit.
That's the only reason why Reagan put a war on drugs.
That's why they made it safe for them to go take these drugs and they give them fresh needles and all that shit too.
But I also feel like we ain't gonna let that group of white people ruin all white people, so we gonna keep them in the hood. We gonna keep it around the blacks. We ain't gonna have that. Cause now, if it's like that, you ain't even gotta go back out to the suburbs. I just stay down here.